I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The turmoil in the North African country of Libya figures in today's GeoQuiz. It's estimated that as many as 1.5 million foreign workers were in Libya's oil fields and construction industry when the violence erupted. Many are now fleeing the unrest. They've been streaming into several different countries. We're looking for the names of some of those places. There are several answers to this quiz, so we're going to jump right in and get started answering it. We'll begin with Libya's neighbors, Tunisia and Egypt. The United Nations said today that more than 140,000 people have fled from Libya into Egypt and Tunisia. In southern Tunisia, aid efforts are being coordinated at Djerba Airport. Khalil Sofine is the head of the Tunisian Red Crescent. He's overseeing what he says is a complex operation.
Actually, the situation is a little bit difficult because we have more and more nationalities coming to Tunisia. And they are mostly Egyptians, but actually we have Chinese, for example. Just there is flight which took off just a few minutes ago with a big jumbo to China. There are some thousands of Chinese. And there are other citizens from Southern Asia, like Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and there are some of them are already at the airport.
The UN's refugee agency says the exodus from Libya has become a humanitarian crisis. UN spokesman Fayrouz Kayal said today that communities along the Tunisian border can't cope with the influx of refugees.
It's a true humanitarian emergency. It is only in 12 hours, 14,000 people have crossed this border. There are thousands of thousands of the other side, as you can see behind us, and they are all willing to want to move inside. The absorption capacity in the local community is reaching its absolute limit. The community cannot cope anymore. There is a huge and urgent need to evacuate the people from the Tunisian side and then to allow these people to come in, because the situation is becoming really chaotic. So there has to be massive effort, not just by one country, but an international effort to try to ease the situation a little bit. It's a humanitarian crisis. There has to be concerted effort. Government has to take action right now.
The International Organization for Migration has also stepped up its operations. It's chartered ships to take Egyptian workers from the Libyan port of Benghazi to Alexandria. It's also preparing to help thousands of workers from sub-Saharan Africa who are fleeing south into neighboring Niger. Greek ships carrying an estimated 4,000 Chinese workers have sailed into the port of Heraklion on Crete. The Mediterranean island nation of Malta is also playing a key role. Today, a German ferry carrying 600 people who fled Libya sailed into the Maltese port of Valletta. There were Germans, Britons, Thais, South Africans, and Filipinos aboard. They're expected to fly back to their home countries in the next few days.